Station 2. McDonald's Corner. The beginning of the Coca-Cola track. In July and August 1942, McDonald's Corner was recognized as the beginning of the Coca-Cola track, and there is now a memorial at the site, as well as a sign announcing the beginning of the Coca-Cola Trail. Nearby was the village of Ilolo. It was here in July 1942 that officers of the Australian and New Guinea Administrative Unit, such as Lieutenant Herbert Kienzel and his medical officer, the elderly Captain Geoffrey Vernon, brought together the groups of native carriers who were needed to support the Australian advance into the mountains. Ilolo is reached by a road that leaves Port Moresby and winds its way 40 kilometres up a steep hill, past the Runa Falls and onto the high plateau, which includes the Itika Valley and the Sotari River. This area provides a slightly cooler climate, and in 1942 was considered suitable for training of the units about to cross the mountains. Later it became a retraining and rest area for units that had fought on the track. It was also the site of a number of military hospitals. From Ilolo, Lieutenant Kienzel set out with his carriers to establish a series of staging camps along the Coca-Cola track, to support the troops of the 39th, and later the 53rd Battalions. Staging camps were established at approximately 16-kilometre intervals, which meant that the troops would take about 8 days to cross the mountains to Coca-Cola. Many of the troops who fought on the Coca-Cola track have clear memories of Ilolo and McDonald's Corner, a short distance beyond where they disembarked from their trucks before beginning the march. The first unit over the mountains, B Company 39th Battalion, under Captain Sam Templeton, left Ilolo on the 7th of July, 1942. C Company of the battalion began the trek on the 23rd of July. The 1st Company of the 53rd Battalion left Ilolo on the 11th of August, and the first elements of the 2nd 14th Battalion began moving on the 16th of August. Later, an effort was made to push the road beyond Ilolo, and a jeep track was constructed to Oas Corner, but still the troops disembarked at McDonald's Corner. The 1st Company of the 2nd 33rd Battalion departed McDonald's Corner on the 10th of September. Eventually, as the track was improved, more troops could be carried forward to Oas Corner, and thus McDonald's Corner lost some of its importance. It is still regarded, however, as the beginning of the Coca-Cola track. Beyond Ilolo, the first staging camp at the end of a day's journey was the village of Uburai.